Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, friend. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to
What a great way to start off the day with today's exciting show, sticking with our format of finance during the month of August, this great month of Ramadan. We have a very interesting, informative, and I guess at times it's going to get a little hot when we talk about the topic of financing your business today with our special guest. But before we bring on the special guest, we're going to bring on our co-host, Brother James, who's going to give you an overview of just what the good, the bad, and the ugly is all about.
Well, good afternoon, all. Hope everyone is well this afternoon. The keys. It's the keys to open the doors to new possibilities. As we have began this program, we wanted to focus on the seven keys to love, peace, and happiness. And before we do that, I'd like to inform everyone that this show is sponsored by Moon 107, that's a men and women's gift shop, online store, and Rafika's Consultant Services, where we develop online and computer services for all needs. The last sponsor is the Fluffs, which is the new rave in the children's book world. The Fluffs presents the alphabets. So let's go into what are the keys that we're going to focus on with this radio show. The first key is spirituality. It's about divine guidance. We will bring on guest speakers who would speak to the development of our spiritual self, because that is so important. We will bring on guests that will focus on our second key, which is the mental aspect, which will deal with intellectual stimulation. So we'll bring in authors and others who are about improving our mind and how we think. Our third key that we will focus on our show here, the keys, is the physical, because our bodies are our temple, and it's very important that we learn how to nourish that body, take care of that body, and improve that body. Our fourth key is financial, and we will deal with entrepreneurship as well as money matters. And some say, if you have no money, then you don't matter, and we must address that issue. So today we will have a guest speaker who is going to deal specifically with our fourth key called the financial. Our fifth key is emotional, and we will have guest speakers on who will deal with relationships, and the relationships can be relationships between man and women, a mother and child, parents, siblings, and business relationships, and how we deal with our neighbors. So we're going to try to cover all these aspects of the keys of life to love, peace, and happiness. Our sixth key is dealing with arts and science. You know, black folks, we have contributed a lot to society, and we need to be able to bring these things forward so that our children will know that there's so much more to contribute and that we have been contributing all along. Then the seventh key is much is very important. It's very timely. It's dealing with the social awareness of what's going on in our community. And, you know, there are so many things going on in our community. Most times we focus on the negative, the things that are just happening. And, you know, we never very rarely do we focus on what's good, what's really good going on in our community. So we want to be able to deal with the good, the bad, and the ugly in all our situations, whether it's spiritual, mental, physical, financial, emotional, the arts and sciences, or social awareness. So those are the seven keys to love, peace, and happiness. And welcome to our show, The Keys Opening the Door to New Possibilities. Now, Rafika, it's your show.
Yeah, James, you hit on all the seven keys, and one of the keys that we're focusing on, as I mentioned earlier, is the key of finance and how finance plays such an intricate part of all facets of our life. And last week we had a chance to talk with Dr. DeForest Besores, whose book D-Free, Breaking Free from Financial Slavery, was sort of the genesis of our conversation with him. And he touched on what debt is to the individual and how it translates into our spending habits. And one of the things that stands out in my mind from his conversation was the consumerism and the definition of consumerism. And he said it falls within seven cultures. And the seven cultures is greed, impatience, ignorance, fantasy, denial, victimhood, and prosperity. And he was talking about how our spending habits is of a very spiritual and a psychological nature. And those are two key elements to understanding why we allow ourselves to be in debt. And once we can understand the spiritual and emotional and psychological aspect of spending, then that will begin to help us become D-free, as the phrase is coined, and break free of debt, so to live our lives free of debt, because we are slaves to debt. And also, I want to let you know, our listening audience, that conversation with DeForest Besores is available on the Nation Building, the Keys website for previewing. And that leads us right into our next conversation as we continue our journey to understanding financing a little better. And we have with us a young man who's from New York, the Bronx area, and he's known as the Doctor of Personal Development. And I guess he's going to go into a little deeper with us on how he got that name, because I'm curious. But he's also known as GJ, and he's been challenging the status quo since about 1969. He's the guy people call to fix problems when exclamation point number sign hits the fan. And he's known by his clients and his fans, again, as I said, as a doctor of personal development. He is one part of the real estate developer and one part motivational speaker. His expertise is in developing people and properties. GJ writes, speaks, and talks about the subjects of finance, education, personal development, strategy, and overcoming the status quo. So we'd like to give a very warm welcome to the Doctor of Personal Development, Greg GJ Jones. Greg, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Just wanted to start off by saying thank you, because the most precious commodity that we all share and have in common is time. So I want to thank, you know, both you, Brother James, Forrest, all the organizers for the event, and every human ear that's tuning into this, I think, timely messages, not just my own, but every message that's being delivered through this channel. In terms of what I like to kind of like, what I'll do today, I've been doing this for a long time, is helping people overcome what I call roadblocks in their minds to understanding money. And let me start by giving everybody sort of a background on me. And to answer your question, Rafika, I get that all of the time, the Doctor of Personal Development. It has to be trademarked. The reason I'm referred to as the doctor is very funny, but the reason why I'm referred to as the doctor of personal development is because personal development encompasses every area of human existence. It's deeper than self-improvement. It's far deeper than self-help. what it encompasses is both psychological, spiritual, economic, financial, physical, mental, emotional development. It's funny, all the seven keys to love, peace, and happiness, it's funny what the rest of personal development is. Now, when they said I've been challenging the status quo since 1969, I was born June 17th, 1969, and my parents always said since I came on the earth, for some reason I never bought in to the mediocrity that was ever around me. And I kind of just believed them. So my entire life I've been challenging teachers, my entire existence through grad school, and walk people through it. I hold a lot of degrees in a lot of different subjects, but my main training is in the area of marketing strategy and finance. I am a product, I guess we can say on the air, I am a product of J.P. Morgan. In this sense, they train me. I hold a record for the most new business accounts. If people are familiar in New York City, they're listening to the person who came up with the idea to put the ATM in Duane Reade for J.P. Morgan. I hold two MBAs, one in finance, one in marketing from the University of London. I've studied at Harvard Business School. I've had a chance to take executive strategy courses everywhere from MIT to Duke University. But the one thing I tell everybody, my real training was getting fired from a job, failing many, many times. I've tried to start businesses multiple times. Now, the SBA has a definition for failure of business, and they say that 9 out of 10 businesses will fail. When I first heard that, to kind of go along with what my parents always said about me, I said, well, if 9 out of 10 businesses are going to fail, then I have to start 10 businesses. And I knew I'd succeed at one. So I took another step and started 40 and succeeded at 4. So we'll be talking about that today. But the main thing that we're going to deal with today is referred to in the secret circles of finance. It's not talked about in the public for a reason, but it's referred to as business credit. People want to write this down. This is a perfect time to write down something. It's called business credit. Another name for business credit is trade credit. Another name for business credit or trade credit is corporate credit. Unfortunately, the masses of the people have been deceived. They really don't understand what credit means. It comes from a Latin word for trust. In many of the civilized societies, trust and your word are equivalent. So when you say word is bond, it's funny. That actually comes from the Latin meaning the exact same thing, meaning that you shall give your life before you give your word. But unfortunately, our words don't equal up to our bonds, so we have no trust. So when you see terms like consumer confidence, it means that the consumers have no confidence or trust in the marketplace. Now, many billion and trillion dollar corporations understand these concepts, J.P. Morgan being one of mine. They understand that people don't understand money. So let's kind of like dive into it. And no question is unwelcomed. Any question any caller has, I've been doing this so long, I haven't heard one question. I haven't got one question in doing this in 20 years. As new.
Well, Greg, that's a good time for us to go ahead and give the call-in number out. And I think
please.
We're going to hold calls in the beginning just to give you a chance to set the scenario clearly of what we're talking about. The call-in number, our listening audience, is area code 646-716-5971. Again, area code 646-716-5971, and our engineer, Brother Forrest, is at the wheels of steel, ready to put your call in the proper order so that we can tune in when it's time. But Greg, continue, please.
Yeah, and to touch lastly on why I'm referred to as a doctor of personal development, my attorney and my accountant are actually the guys who said to do this a couple of years ago, because over the last 20 years, I've helped 25,000 people, actually greater than that, achieve their goals. I've raised over $1 billion in capital and credit. I've closed 100 real estate deals myself. I'll talk about real estate a little bit later. I've given 3,500 speeches and 10,000 presentations from here to Caracas in Venezuela. But I tell folks, there's a saying, you have to walk the talk. In fact, that's another book. I've written a lot of books, and now my publishers are going to start releasing them. But I have one that I just finished writing the other day, and it's called Walk the Talk or Sit Down and Shut Up. And it's an open letter to leadership. People play games with the lives of the people, especially politicians here. Now, I'm a nonpartisan person, so I'm neither a jackass or an elephant. But I always tell people that no matter who is in command of this ship or this corporation known as the United States of America, which has nothing to do with the duly appointed America created in the Constitution, which is what we're going to talk about today, they need to really understand that they have to be financially literate. Now, one component of financial literacy is understanding how business plays in line with our personal existence. Every last person on this phone, on this call, falls into one or two categories. You are what they call an independent contractor, goes by many different names, entrepreneurs, 1099s, the self-employed, hustlers, you name it. And then there are employees. Now, Robert Kiyosaki got very famous for writing a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It's pretty humorous and comical. I like it. I've met him. I was in the famous company that he sold. I was one of his students in the early 80s that he sold, and which made him all his money, at least his initial start. It became the foundation of the book. There's a program called Cash Flow. But the one thing that gets lost in the translation, and I'm using that book and I'm saying it publicly, is because, unfortunately, people live their lives through cliches. Cliches can't help us. Now, if you are an employee, people need to get this through their head, you are what's considered a source of revenue for the United States. I listen to politicians talk about China, and unfortunately, most of us don't understand economics, but we always talk about the president. We always see on the news the president's on his way to China. The reason why he's on his way, because China has invested in our culture here in the United States through the future labor of people as W-2 employees, which means fixed revenue, meaning they're hedging a bet that you will work for the rest of your life. That's why they had to expand retirement from 65 to a couple of years beyond that, because they need to give these people a return on their money. Now, when you do not and you step out and you set up what's called the American dream, which is own your own home, which I'll talk about later too, and work for yourself. Become an entrepreneur. It's funny. Anybody and everything I say, I'll give everybody my telephone number and email. I challenge them to go out and do anything that I say, because women tend to have better credit scores than men, and I'll talk about that as well. Credit in this country has been probably the biggest scam. And I kind of give everybody a quick history lesson. Fair Isaac Corporation was set up back in 1956 by Bill Fair, who's an engineer, and Earl Isaac. But what you call credit scoring didn't become prevalent in the United States until they went public in 1987. Now, what that meant is the credit scoring model in mathematics, most of us aren't into math, but mathematics is a fancy term called algorithm. It means formula. But to make it simple, because most of us have seen movies or use a movie, The Matrix, that had worldwide fame, there's a great scene in the movie. There's a lot of great scenes in that movie, especially when you're talking about finance, but there's a great scene in the movie where Morpheus, played by Lawrence Fishburne, is speaking to Neo, played by Keanu Reeves, and he says to him, "You will find that some of these rules can be bent and others can be broken." Well, the algorithm works the same way. It has no emotional feelings. It is nothing but data. And this is why when you pull your credit, and people must understand, we all have millions of credit scores. In fact, there's a new credit scoring company that pops up every 1 minute and 46 seconds in this country. But the three main ones are Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. They're the three most powerful politically, and they've come together to be known as the credit scoring three. Now, when you pull your credit, it's the equivalent of gambling in Atlantic City. You pull the one-arm, they call them one-arm bandits, and let's say you hit pay dirt, whatever they call it, and you'll have three apples line up. If anyone's ever gotten a home you never got what's called an average credit score. You got what's called a median credit score. That's done on purpose. An average would mean a defined credit score, but they know that depending on when you pull your credit, the scoring model changes. So a lot of people think that an 850 is a good credit score. Now, I'm an ex-underwriter for JPMorgan Chase. I was trained formally in credit analysis. I went through what's called the famous six-month credit analyst program. There's not many people who go through it. When you do, you get to use the term underwriter. Here's the way it works. If anybody, here's my first challenge for the listeners. Anybody walks into a bank with a credit score above 800, they've been told the whole time they have good credit. I challenge them to even try and go borrow $25,000 from the bank on their credit score since it's so, quote, unquote, good. The banker will look at them and say, it's not that easy, ma'am or sir. You could be a doctor. You could have had your MD from Harvard. It doesn't matter because credit scores only mean that you have a low chance of default. It doesn't mean your word is bond. It means thus far it is, but it doesn't mean good credit. So what happens is the minute these people with these high credit scores do, and typically for women, it's age 45 and older because women are more focused statistically on security, so they become entrepreneurs after their children go through college. And in Black America, the Black man becomes an entrepreneur by force before the age of 26. And any brothers who tend, or African-American men who tend to get into business after a career tend to do it first on a part-time basis. But no matter when they enter it, the minute you step away from your job, you are what we call in banking a credit risk. What happens is, you're like, wait a second, but I thought home ownership and me owning my own company was the American dream. No, it's the American dream for you. It's the American nightmare for Saudi Arabia, China, Korea, and the other people who invest in America. So they made it difficult for you to get lending. So they created the Small Business Administration. The Small Business Administration now exists to help small business. However, they don't make loans to small business. They underwrite or guarantee loans made to small business through a bank. So here it is once again. You're back at the bank. So people go through their lives in this vicious cycle of trying to start a business that they can never, ever launch. And if they do launch it, because they misunderstand what money and credit is, they can never, ever grow. So,
you know, Greg, you brought up such an important point that I think myself and all of the listening audience can relate to. You do feel like you're on this cycle. You're like the mouse on the wheel with the credit score because whatever scheme you can come up with to try to get ahead of the credit score, when you raise the bar 1 inch, you get that goal accomplished. Like you might say, okay, well, on my credit report it stated that I paid late. With 4 credit cards. I was 31 days late.
Exactly.
Okay, so now I'm going to pay on time. I'm going to pay 25 days into the billing cycle, and I'm going to pay $10 over the minimum payment. So now I'm ahead, I'm on time, and now I've paid a little more. So 2 areas that they said I was deficient in, and then you find out that that's still not enough. So is there a way that we can really get off that wheel, or are we on that wheel?
And there absolutely is a way, and I may have mentioned to it a couple of minutes ago. This the way out is known as the secret of the millionaires. It's a finance secret referred to as business credit. Now, what everyone has to understand, and this is the hard part, because it's what we think we understand that confuses us. But like the X-Files used to say, the truth is out there. It works this way. In America, there is no other concept. There's no law, there's nothing. Everything in this country is nothing more than a commercial transaction. It is very difficult for people to understand what I'm about to tell them, and they've heard bits and components of this thing, and this is why it's a whole lot of misinformation going on. But every single person here is a commercial entity. Now, it starts this way. If everyone wants to follow this with me, I'll do it slowly, but I'll move at the speed of now. If you look at any ID, any credit card, any instrument you have that claims ownership, or you have insurance, your name is always capitalized. Most people never ask the question, why is my name in all capitals on my Social Security card, my driver's license, my mortgage, all of these areas? That's because everything in this country is based on the Universal Commercial Code, known as the UCC. Now, here's the way it works. Your Social Security number, tax ID numbers, and another number I'm going to introduce everybody to, known as a DUNS number. That's D-U-N-S number. DUNS number, the third number I mentioned, is issued by a company known as Dun & Bradstreet. They are the oldest business information gathering company in the world. They're over 150 years. They were founded by the great-grandson of Benjamin Franklin. And what they do is they gather data. Now, the way off the treadmill is to understand that there is no treadmill. We are participating in what's called open slavery. Up until the early part of the 19th century, there was something called debtor prisons. If you didn't pay your bills, you go to jail. So what happened is, through laws and through time and fixations with obsessions, and America's a very patriotic country in spite of what most people think, they worked to get these laws off the books. Now, the way this all ties into building a business is that you must understand that since everything is a commercial transaction, then you must begin to play the game that's being played. Like, for instance, Donald Trump, there's a standing order at JPMorgan Chase that anybody loans him money, they are to be terminated on the spot. Because in the 1980s, he took the old Commodore Hotel, for some of us old enough to remember, Grand Central used to be a Wayfair station for homeless people. New York City was on the brink of bankruptcy, and Albany was about to take it over. And this young developer from Queens, who was the son of another man, Frank Trump, was a big-time developer over there. Donald Trump came over here and played the biggest game of chess known in finance in New York City and converted it into what you see today. But what he did was, when it was time to pay the bill, he said, kind of like Cedric Entertainer made a joke about black folks in the Kings of Comedy, he says, I ain't got it. I could put something on it. Well, what happened as a result of that, they said, put something on. He says, look, I know I borrowed $100+ million. However, I got seven. Take it or leave it. I'll file bankruptcy. And you'll get nothing. They took it. So he can't get money. But what he did, most people don't pay attention. That's outlined in a book called The Art of the Deal, for people who like to read. It's how he did what he did to become what he is in terms of redefining the skyline in New York City. But he then now had no, his personal credit was shot to pieces. So I ask people, Donald Trump has filed bankruptcy twice. If anybody's ever filed bankruptcy, isn't it in your credit report for at least 7 to 10 years? Exactly. So now if he is in filing personal bankruptcy to alleviate his personal trial, then how is this man getting money? Most people don't ask these questions. Well, I'll tell it to you. He's getting it through a Dun & Bradstreet profile. Now, Dun & Bradstreet works in a similar fashion as FICO, which is the credit scoring number most people know. Paydex is what the Dun & Bradstreet or DUNS number measures. Paydex is a score between 0 and 100. An 80 Paydex score, to kind of so people can have an analogy, would be the equivalent of an 850 personal credit score. Once a business, however, this number isn't given to the individual. This is given to your company, and you have to have either an LLC or a corporation. Now what happens for most people, they start companies. And then they're told, okay, for tax purposes, why don't you set up an S-Corp? So people run out and file up these entities because they say they don't want to pay double taxation and all these different things. They're nothing more than scare tactics. The only way you
so
can
you're saying that when they're directed to set up S corporations, or that's another
of
sort of carrot in their face, it's a scare tactic?
It's a complete waste of a person's time. First of all, just so you know, there isn't an S corp a C corp and a not-for-profit. No, there's only corporations, and one is either a for-profit corporation or a not-for-profit corporation. Now, when you set up a corporation, and then there's another entity that was invented in the 1970s known as a limited liability company, LLC. Not limited liability corporation, as I hear people say sometimes. There is no such thing. It's limited liability company. It drives bankers crazy. It's kind of like saying realtor when it's realtor. Well, it drives me crazy when I hear things like that, but I'm a word guy.
Wait, what is the difference between the corporation and the LLC? You're saying that there's no such thing as the LLC, or it's not a corporation,
I'm saying
company?
No, I'm saying there's no such thing as a limited liability corporation. It's a limited liability company. A corporation is an entity that's formed at the state level. Each state has their own rules for setting up a corporation. Now, when you set up a corporation, it can last in what's called perpetuity, meaning it's a fictitious entity that's been given life by real people owning it. So a corporation, like, for instance, the United States of America is now a corporation. People drive into towns all the time and never ask the question. It says, the town of Newburgh, Incorporated, 1922. The town of Tupelo, Mississippi, Incorporated, 1901. These are corporations or sub-corporations of the main corporation known as the United States of America. It is the reason why, and I give people history and they can look this stuff up, why countries or like Puerto Rico, for instance, that this all ties into business credit, Puerto Rico can never, ever be a sovereign nation because taxes, you got to understand something, we've all filled these forms out, but we never pay attention to it. When a person gets a job, they fill out a W-4, which is a voluntary, in capital letters, withholding statement. They can't tax the American people without you contributing to it voluntarily. So the IRS couldn't be set up in the United States in 1913. It had to be set up on the island of what you call Puerto Rico. Because it's anti-constitutional, and if people start doing the research, they'll find out why. I don't want to go too deep into that today. But in terms of business credit, since everything is a commercial transaction, corporations pay less taxes than individuals. So when you work for someone, they're paying half of the taxes due on you, but when you step away as an individual, like a sole proprietorship or a partnership, you pay all the taxes. You don't have any write-offs. Not the major ones that you need. Also, you can't take advantage of Dun & Bradstreet as a sole proprietor or a partner. It has to be a corporation. And there's room for an LLC, which the difference, and to touch back onto that, the difference between a corporation and an LLC is because a corporation, I'd say once again, it can exist in perpetuity. I mean, it can exist forever. A limited liability company, by design, is supposed to dissolve after 99 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It has the protection of a corporation without the reporting requirements. Like, I have to do shareholder meeting minutes, and you have to cross your T's and dot your I's with a corporation. LLC doesn't have those requirements. So it gives you all of the protection of a corporation, but the flow-through tax-wise, depending on how you get taxed, of either a corporation, a partnership, or an individual. So, like, for instance, if you set up an LLC, the great thing about it is it only deals with profit and loss, whereas a corporation is shareholder profit and loss. So, like, for instance, so people understand how this works, I'm a real estate investor, developer, and educator. I own things. I own raw land in the state of Pennsylvania and Jersey. Now, the land is in an LLC, which means that if something were to happen to someone on that piece of property, they have a legal right to sue me. But because I have my business in this format, when they sue me in court, I don't care. I walk into court, and let's say they win. With an LLC, I don't have to ever distribute any profit. So you get nothing forever. If I did that with a corporation, they could sue for my percentage of shares that I own and take my company from me.
Hmm. So how does a person decide, Greg, when they're thinking of sort of legalizing, quote-unquote, their business? Should they do an LLC? Should they do a corporation?
I'm going to get in trouble by my attorney who's listening to this call, too, but I don't care. I'm giving out legal information, not legal advice, Jonathan. That's his name. I tell people, step your game up, because here's the reality. If they do it correctly, then they're able to get all the benefits of what we're doing this whole call today, which is on finance, and taking advantage of Dun & Bradstreet. Because if you do this, then what happens is you don't have to worry about it being dissolved. You can set up a true plan for perpetuity. But the big thing that comes to most people is when they hear all this stuff, they go online and they find out something, just mistakenly, which you, if you don't already know, you'll see it for yourself. Business credit is the most expensive business service in the world. It ranges anywhere from $5,000 up to $20,000 to do it. So when people see this, they go, here I go again. I'm back on the treadmill. So they get back out there and they start hustling. They start wasting their time with organizations like, I'm going to say it publicly, SCORE, huge waste of the American people's time, because you're listening to people who made their money. God bless them. However, they made their money, most of them, before 9/11, which is what changed the world. Their entire industries, they got wiped out by 9/11, like the Yellow Page industry. Anybody old enough to remember Yellow Pages, they used to stop in to wherever you worked. After 9/11, you couldn't even get in a building to solicit anybody. In fact, most stores have a no solicit sign on the window.
Mm-hmm.
But these people, their advice comes from an era that doesn't exist. So it's not that they don't mean well, but George Washington is a famous president and general. But if he tried to lead an army in Afghanistan, he'd be slave on demand, because dead generals can't lead a living army. Well, the same thing goes with business advice. A lot of these folks, from these gurus that are on late-night TV, these guys, if they're in the real estate, they haven't bought any property in 20 years. What they sell is information. When it comes to business credit, people, the American people, need the truth. So here's the truth. Business credit can be set up very affordably if somebody knows how to do it, just shows you the ropes. It's no different than teaching our children how to talk, read, and write. But you got to give a step-by-step. So what my partners and I did, we were some of the leaders in it. I used to sell that expensive stuff. But what I did is I realized that the people who needed my services the most could never afford it. And I got tired of watching people on the treadmill. Because what you want to get in business credit in this day, like I said, the scoring model is known as a paydex. It's a number between 0 and 100. 80 is, once you get an 80, you pretty much are getting things the way you need it. So the kind of, when you deal with business credit, you want to get out of doing business in your own name. So this is how you do business in your own name. 99.9% of all businesses are self-financed by the owners themselves. They have the right idea, but it's how they're doing, it's not what they're doing. For instance, you have a consulting company. You do computer education, program development, everything. That's wonderful. So if you start off your own business, you have to put thousands of dollars into that. Here's what I always tell clients. Loan your business that money, and then go file a UCC claim against your own business. It's
You're listening to the Keys on Blog.
So you put the you loan your own company the money. So now your own company has a debt. Now that debt you're going to write off on your taxes against income because you have to service it. But guess who owns it? You. And you're never
Greg, hold that thought. Hold that thought, Greg. We're going to break into commercial. We're going to come back and pick up where you left off, and we've got some callers that might be ready to come in too. But I want to go
you're
back
to
that
to the Keys on Blog Talk
Street,
Radio.
Okay.
Okay.
This portion of the Keys was brought to us by Moon107.com. Moon 107, fashions and gifts that bring out the best in you. Moon 107 is an online retail store featuring women's and men's clothing and a gift shop. The woman's shop features stylish tunics, suits, and accessories and offers the well-dressed woman an outlet to find the perfect gift for self or for someone else. The men's shop offers classy French cuffed shirts for the well-dressed man. The gift shop offers organic skin, hair, bath accessories, and inspirational music imported from Africa, India, and Asia, as well as jewelry and accessories. Moon 107, fashions and gifts that bring out the best in you. Don't forget to visit moon107.com.
M-A-U-N-107.
This portion of the Keys on Blog Talk Radio was brought to you by The Fluffs Present the Alphabet, now found in paperback, sporting a 5-star rating on Amazon.com.
Thank you for that space station break, Brother Forrest. We're here live with Greg G.J. Jones, also known as the Doctor of Personal Development, delving deep into the conversation of business credit, setting up a business using under the guise of the LLC or corporation. And our listening audience, the call-in number is area code 646-716-5971. Once again, that's area code 646-716-5971. Greg, we left you before commercial break talking about the business credit, the LLC, and how it's a 99-year life to that incorporation. Is that correct? Should I say incorporation for that?
No, just filing. You know, the LLC, like I said, last 90. It's designed to dissolve after 99 years because it's for doing transactions. Like you know, you control things. So when a person is setting up their business credit profile at Dun & Bradstreet, and the website for Dun & Bradstreet is dnb.com. But before anybody runs there, they need to make sure they listen to the end of this episode, and then they can also reach out to me as well. But Dun & Bradstreet, like I said, is a 450-year-old company. They're a business information and reporting firm. They chronicle the history of your tenure as a business owner, not you, but the business. So, like, for instance, one of the companies I own is a company called USA Closers. We're a business acquisition and real estate firm. We buy businesses and real estate. We don't need a bank to raise the money. We're the people who own it. I own 60 or 70% of the stock now, so I'm the majority shareholder. But I started out as a minor investor. But what we do, we just simply can buy property and businesses anywhere. If it makes financial sense, we'll pick it up. We pretty much stay focused now in the manufacturing sector for business. We're interested in buying daycares, and we buy properties of all types, some luxury homes. We usually even pay full asking price. It just becomes a matter of terms that the person has agreed to. But our Paydex score for that company is an 85. Now, I was touching base on your company. When people start businesses, is, like I said, it's not what they're doing, it's how they're doing it. So what they can do, instead of just basically dumping money into the company, you loan money to the company, and then you go file the paperwork, so now that your paperwork becomes a debt instrument, meaning, you know, on the books as a debt to your company. But now here's the thing that I want people to get. The thing I want people to get is, I want them to get is, what most people think they need money for in their business, you don't need money. I said earlier that business credit is also known as trade credit. Trade credit is, because let me clear this up. Business credit is both cash, like loan lines of credit, like credit cards, and loans from a bank, and it's also trade credit, which is, for instance, you had a line of credit with Staples, Apple. Those are examples. If you're a construction company, you need equipment, machinery. You need to be bonded so that you're able to pay the people. Because most companies don't understand how all this stuff works, because it's very, very complicated, but it can be made simple. What they end up doing is raising money. So, like, for instance, computer companies. Everybody who starts a company thinks that they should automatically be a for-profit corporation. But I'll touch on something really quickly right now that everybody has seen. Have you noticed that the richest people in the world are all setting up not-for-profits and foundations, and they're, quote-unquote, seeming like they're giving their money away?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But it seems like the concept or the conception is that when you start a business, then you have a nonprofit leg of your business that handles the philanthropic or humanitarian part of the business, the giving.
Nope. That is one of the misconceptions of not-for-profits. Not-for-profit is a company, and like any other company, it's supposed to make money, as much money as it possibly can. It's confused with a foundation, which is its job is to give away money as fast as it can. But a not-for-profit simply means the people who own it can't get dividends. They can't take, like, a profit payment. So they declare a salary of $100,000, and the company does extremely well, they can't get any more than $100,000.
Mm. Okay. Their salaries.
And salaries. If you notice, the reason why, let's use something so you can understand how business credit looks in the real world. I'll show you a person who is a master of it. The gentleman most of us have probably heard of by the name of, Mitt Romney. What he did at Bain Capital, they're a venture capital group. His money is set up in a series, in a very, very complex series of trusts, LLCs, and corporations all over the world. The reason why this gentleman cannot tell you about his taxes is because he didn't pay any. He didn't pay any taxes.
His Brother Greg.
Oh, well, his Dun & Bradstreet rating is public. It can be because it's not his, but his company's. So you can pull up this data, but it's funny. Once people get a grasp of what business credit is number one this. So kind of like circle and put this thing together because I don't want to lose people. One, business credit simply means to do credit out in the name of your company other than yourself. Business credit's number is known as a DUNS number, D-U-N-S number. It is a 9-digit number just like your tax ID for your company and just like your Social Security number. It can be set up within a week's time. You need only go to DMB and fill out the form. Now, they have a reporting or a fee that they now charge because people like me out here speaking, they charge anywhere from about $140. I tell people, all you have to do is sign up for the monthly one. I think it's like $39, a one-time fee, and then cancel your membership. Because now your stuff is recorded there. Or if you want to, you can pay the $500-some, and what it does is allows you to send in the data that I'm about to tell you. In order to set up and receive this Paydex score of 80, like I said, Paydex is a scoring model that Dun & Bradstreet uses. It's between 0 and 100. You want to get 80. How long does it take to get to an 80? It can take anywhere from 3 months to about a year. Now, you need companies to do business with you, give you what's called lines of trade credit. Now, most people at this point usually say to me, I don't need trade credit, Brother Greg, or Greg, GJ, whatever the hell you want to call yourself. I need cash. People won't take any of this. They are absolutely incorrect. Trade credit, just so you know, on a global scale, is 190,000 times the amount used in cash credit. I'll say this to everybody. There have been many, many people who have talked about this, and nobody's paying attention to them, from the most Elijah Muhammad in his book, The Fall of America, to the recent books put out on The Bankers Who Broke the World by Leah Queen, who wrote the book, The Four Bankers Who Broke the World, to Secrets of the Finance of the Federal Reserve. They all are saying the same thing. Not one person has had any money since 1971. So the reason why we suffer as a people, and I wish I could have listened to last week's host, and I'll be listening to it myself, because he made something that is so key. He talked last week about impatience and how that's connected to the psychological and spiritual nature of debt and why we go after it. We go after it because we're chasing Casper the Ghost. What business credit does is, just I tell this to brothers in the street, because they know, a lot of them know I used to work in banking. I do a lot of volunteer work. I've been doing that 20-something years, too. I tell them, money has never been caught from behind, so stop chasing it. Money has to be attracted, and money responds to intelligent ownership. It cannot flow to the idiot. It cannot. It cannot. We all have to overcome something that we all can fall victim to, and it's called susceptibility to negative influence, which means the desire of something for nothing. This is why business owners struggle all the time, because what they don't realize is they're looking to make money from a company, but they haven't yet really figured out what it is that they're doing. And once they figure out, and I can only tell a business owner that knows what they're doing that they can tell me what they do in 10 words or less. If they can't, they haven't figured out their business service or product yet. They haven't. Because it doesn't take a long time to tell the truth. What business credit does is it allows you to access funds and the necessary components for you to build the business. So when a person gets this thing going and they add the appropriate data, which is address, and just so you know, it can be run out of your home. You do not need to go rent an office. I'm sorry, Elijah, stop. It can be run out of your home. It can be run from a traditional office space. It can be done in a shared concept. Where you
so, Greg, let's go back for a quick minute and just try to recap and pull it mm-hmm. together. We're gonna talk to each other right now and to our listening audience for those people who are beginning to think about opening a business.
Okay.
The first step would be to file corporation papers. This is before we're assuming at this point of our conversation that they've already have the concept down. They already know what the focus of the business is and the direction they want to go into. So they should file a corporation. Should they not file an LLC?
Yeah, they can do an LLC or a corporation. I just want people to stop doing sole proprietorships and partnerships.
Right.
Just stop.
Those S corporations, they don't exist.
Well, they're not choices, because legally you can get yourself in a lot of trouble. If you get sued, you can lose your house, your car. Like, for instance, kind of so you understand, say you join a network marketing company, I don't know, Prepay Legal, whatever these different companies out here. If you do that in an LLC or a corporation and you've done the appropriate things and you're not breaking the law, you've just protected yourself. If you do it as a DBA, may God protect you, because somebody can sue you and they may be frivolous. You can be destroyed.
Mm.
So that's why I tell people, you can go to LegalZoom. Not that I'm promoting LegalZoom, but there's so many different things on the internet. You just need it filed. Pay the filing fee, and that's it. If anybody wants a low-cost, well-respected national firm where it won't cost them more than $300 for the whole thing, they can contact me at GJ at USA Closers. I'll give them my attorney because I've done this hundreds of times. They can use my name if they want. I don't even have to know you. Just use my name and they'll take care of you like you're President Obama.
Okay.
But that's a solution.
Now, the next step would be to... Now, before I ask my next question, I have to go back to something that's just burning on my mind. This Dun & Dun & Bradstreet. At what point do you file? Do you go on Dun & Bradstreet's website and you do the 30-day or you do the $500 package? At what point in a startup business life do you file that with Dun & Bradstreet to get your business credit?
That's a fantastic question. This is the process. You get incorporated, then you go get your tax identification number, your tax ID number at irs.gov. If you set up an LLC, you can't get it instantly on the site. You have to fill out the form and get it. It takes a little bit longer. But if you're a corporation, you can get a tax ID number instantly just by telling them the name of your corporation. So you need those two things. You need to have a business address. You need to go set up a telephone, a business line with nationwide 411. I can't believe I didn't tell everybody that from the beginning. You cannot use voicemail numbers, a secondary house line. It has to be a business line that's listed with 411. If it is not, you can never produce the Paydex score that I talked about. And then you need a website, 5 pages. If you want to do more than that, you can. You need an email address at a business domain. So, like, for instance, drives me nuts. And it was an automatic disqualification as a banker. If someone has a business, and let's say their name is Greg Jones Consulting, and I get an email that says gjconsulting@gmail.com, I know you don't know what you're doing. You're supposed to go get a website that would be, say, gjconsulting.com, .net, .tv, .biz, but it cannot be personal emails.
Yes.
If you do those components, then you go to Dun & Bradstreet.
Okay, let's review the components again. You need to have a business telephone line, not a secondary line from the cable service, right?
Right.
You need to have a website.
Yes,
it's a minimum of
five pages.
And I guess that would be the standard about us, contact us.
Right,
what
you do exactly.
Right, okay. And then you need to have a business email address, not a personal Gmail or Yahoo address. You need to have a business address.
Exactly.
That's correct. So now you have those five or four key points, and now you're ready.
And a tax ID number.
And that's right, and your tax ID number. If you're an LLC, it doesn't come right away. If you are a corporation, you go onto the website and you find it immediately.
Right, at irs.gov. Do not pay anybody for a tax ID number. That's another huge ripoff out here. You can get it free. The IRS wants you to report your income. Believe me, they will help you.
Absolutely. Your business partners. So
exactly.
Now you have those elements in place, and now you're going to go there and you're going to fill this out. Once you fill it out, what do you expect from it? You're going to get a welcome to Dun & Bradstreet email?
I'm glad you said that. What you're going to be done is they're going to then begin to try to sell you stuff. Now, this is where I want everybody to really pay attention, because there is no alternative to what I'm about to say. If you've already been in business, you haven't got the credit for the merchants you're doing business with. You have to go to those merchants and tell them to report your payments to Dun & Bradstreet.
Mm.
Because what Dun & Bradstreet is doing is, this is a crime. Like, this happened in Black America. We've had businesses 10, 20 years, some of us, but we've never reported to Dun & Bradstreet. And just so you know, if you paid your bills, the average merchant has 10 people they do business with. So if you do the math, that's 120 payments over just a year period. And then 120 times 10 is 1,200 payments. Now, here's the secret. That company that's reporting you has to be a Dun & Bradstreet company too. So a lot of us start companies that are successful, but then they don't ever set up their profile at Dun & Bradstreet. So when you go into Chase Bank, here's what happens, because I like to use the real world. You go into, you say, look, I have 10 years. You go into a bank, and you'll see, you'll say, look, I got 10 years financial statements. My attorney said this is a good time to go borrow money. You even have decent personal credit. The bank's going to turn you down. You know why? Because they're going to go to Dun & Bradstreet, which is what people don't know about businesses and banks. They don't look at you. They look at your business first, and then if you're foolish enough to have a business account where your personal account is, they don't even look at your business. They look at your personal. Now, they can't tell you that legally, but I'm telling you from being on the inside. So you get denied, but had you set up the Dun & Bradstreet, it's funny, this person would have 1,200 payment history. They would get approved for $50,000 to $100,000 in credit, even in this economy.
Now, Greg, when you said the payment history, you said there are at least 10 entities that the average business is engaged in business with that they don't report to Dun & Bradstreet.
Right.
So let's give an example of some of those 10.
Okay, like for instance, pick an industry. Pick an industry, and I can give you 10 real quick. Just pick any kind of industry.
Okay, let's go retail.
Okay, fantastic. Retail. A little small mom-and-pop retail store, a bodega. They have a line. They have a payment history with their milk deliverer, their Procter & Gamble, which is one that delivers the shelf food. They have a payment processing, which they take debit cards, credit cards. They have a fourth line if they're doing any payments from, for instance, like social services. Instead of like food stamps, I guess I'm aging myself, they give out these cards now. That's four right there. They have a telephone line. They have what's called electricity bill. That's six. If they have any other services, like, for instance, security, that's eight. They have insurance on the business, that's nine. And then they also have a bank that they do business with, that's 10. The bank may or may not even be reporting businesses on that little small bodega. So nine, and so let's say the bank is, the other nine are not. And when the bank is reviewing your credit history, they can't look at their own. That's a conflict of interest. They have to look for somebody else. And there's no one there.
So these entities are vendors.
Are vendors. Vendors or merchants. Yeah, they're all vendors. Now, if you tell them you need them to report, and if they don't report, you'll choose another vendor, they will absolutely begin reporting immediately within that next
month.
That
was my next question. You can ask them, do you report
Dun
& Bradstreet? And then if they say no, then you can them, listen, you better report, otherwise I'm going to go somewhere
absolutely
else.
Now, merchant processing companies, those are the ones that deal with, you know, taking credit card payments, tend to report. They just are just good like that. Insurance companies for your business, they also are pretty good at that. They tend to report if you're using a major carrier like State Farm. But if you're using the general for your corporate cars, say you have two trucks because you have a delivery service as a caterer, that's not being reported to Dun & Bradstreet. You're going to have to tell the general to report that.
Okay, Greg, hold that thought, because this is very, very interesting, this conversation about Dun & Bradstreet. I want to remind all of our callers who are holding that when they're ready to ask their question, they have to press the number one button so that the engineer, Brother Forrest, knows that they want to ask a question. And I want to remind everybody that our call-in number is area code 646-716-5971. That's area code 646-716-5971. Brother Forrest, you can go ahead and take us into commercial.
You're listening to The Keys on Blog Talk Radio. This This portion of The Key was brought to us by Moon107.com. Moon 107, fashions and gifts that bring out the best in you. Moon 107 is an online retail store featuring women's and men's clothing and a gift shop. The woman's shop features stylish tunics, suits, and accessories and offers the well-dressed woman an outlet to find the perfect gift for self or for someone else. The men's shop offers classy French cuffed shirts for the well-dressed man. The gift shop offers organic skin, hair, bath accessories, and inspirational music imported from Africa, India, and Asia, as well as jewelry and accessories. Moon 107, fashions and gifts that bring out the best in you. Don't forget to visit moon107.com.
M-A-U-N-107.
This portion of The Key was brought to you by the Entrepreneurs of New York Incorporated, a virtual entrepreneurial service agency designed to increase productivity for small businesses operating and servicing urban communities worldwide. Remember, the Entrepreneurs of New York Incorporated, ENY. You can find us on Facebook. The Key, unlocking the doors to unlimited possibilities. The Keys, with your hostess, Sister Rafika Muhammad.
Well, it's 6:12 in the p.m., and we have our special guest, Greg J.G. Jones, also known as the Doctor of Personal Development, who is just giving out gems for all of us in our community who are ready to start up their own businesses or who already have their businesses in existence. I think one of the most vital gems that you've dropped on us today, Brother Greg, is this whole Dun & Bradstreet system of getting business credit. Is it proper to say scoring or rating?
Business credit scoring and rating. Yeah, absolutely, because that's exactly what it is.
And as you were saying earlier, you didn't necessarily say this, but I'm going to paraphrase it, that when you go to the organizations such as SCORE, and even at times with the Small Business Administration, this information has never been approached. I'm speaking of a person who is active with the Small Business Administration. We have never had, it's not even in the printed text, you know, like on their brochures, of the step to getting your business on the right track. And I think it's important, and I think on behalf of the community, and for me personally as an entrepreneur, I want to thank you for opening my mind to what this Dun & Bradstreet is. So let me ask you, we talked about one way of understanding the payments is to understand the concept of vendors, which, as you said, everybody who's in business has some kind of vendor that they are paying money to or engaged in business in.
That's right.
What exactly is the vendor reporting to Dun & Bradstreet? Are they reporting your payment history?
That's it.
The amount of money you pay?
Just your
what information are they reporting?
Yeah, the information they're reporting is who you are, how much you owe, how you pay it. Do you pay on time? Do you pay before time? Do you pay late? How long they've had the line open with you?
Mm-hmm.
And the nature of what it is that you're buying, product, service. It usually falls under product and service. But it can get very detailed. But that's something Dun & Bradstreet offers subscribers. But in terms of what the vendor itself is reporting, it's just those components. Who you are, what they've extended to you, the terms, how long, like for instance, 1 year, 90-day terms. Like for instance, most small businesses can't get big because they have to pay up front for product and services. If you get what's called 45, 60-day, 90 terms, that means you don't have to pay back or make your first payment on that product until 45, 60, or 90 days later. But if you got to put up money to make money, that's called that's hustling. That's hard.
Yes,
that's really hard. So another thing that can be done to offset that struggle is the concept of joint ventures, a joint venture or pooling your resources. Like, for instance, I'll talk about something that I'm working on trying to organize here in New York City. It's one of the many projects I'm on. But in the Muslim community is the bean pie. I've always been amazed that there's 200 different people making bean pies. So what happens is the bean pie, though, that's in the supermarkets is not the bean pie people love and adore in Harlem and Chicago and Los Angeles. That's a corporation that produces it. It tastes disgusting. But that's because there's 100 bean pie owners. Now, here's the thing. If all 100 came together, each formed a corporation, and then took all 100 corporations to make a joint venture corporation, and then that corporation, along with each individual corporation, put itself on Dun & Bradstreet, they would get the weight of 100 times each one's reporting procedure. They could walk into a major institution and get a line of credit to, number one, not have to put out any money for everything from flour to, they could get a full-scale manufacturing plant and then create jobs and do what this country needs to have done. And since we have a hard time finding employment statistically, blacks and Latinos, why not create jobs?
Yeah.
But what we do is we end up peddling bean pies. So as a result, you keep going back to the same source that 20 other people are going to. So they run out of money. So you can never earn much money at something where if you stop chasing the money and put together a corporation or a business, a real business, you can make millions off of this stuff. Because what is never in a store is the multiple types of bean pies. That's just bean pie. I could go on and on about it with every subject that's out there. Because it works no matter what subject you do. And I've always attacked SCORE. I've spoken there I don't know how many times at these places. And I always tell them, why is nobody else doing it? And this is how I was raised. After you think, approach a problem, analyze it, as my grandfather would say, and it still exists, then you're looking at the deliberate action of leadership. That means they don't want it taught. It's deliberate. It's not mistake. It's not that, we intended to. They have no intention of ever teaching it. Otherwise, they would. Now, so when people do hear about this, Sister Rafika, what they end up doing is they go, well, I don't have $5,000. So what my partners and I did, we all bought all of the different systems that exist on the Internet. Some of these guys we know because we used to be in them. And we put together the most affordable program for business credit. It's not $1,900, $400, $200, $150. We're going to sell it to the American people for $19.95. It'll be downloadable. There's no gimmicks. There's no memberships to sign up. You ain't got to listen to a conference call, me talking, nothing. Just the raw facts, how to put it together. I go deeper. I even give you in the system, we give you in the system, the names of the lenders, everyone from insurance companies on down, to contact once you set up your Dun & Bradstreet profile to begin getting lines of credit from them. We even show in there's a chapter in the system on how to fix your Dun & Bradstreet profile, because some people got one and it's jacked.
Yeah, so right.
If it's just too messed up, basically I'll give that up now. Just start another corporation. We have special information in there for people who are in network marketing, people who are in retail businesses, people who are contractors. Like, for instance, the average minority business contractor in construction will win a bid for a construction site and then can't use the bid they won because they can't get bonded. Bonded has to be twice the project that they won. So let's say it's $1 million MTA contract they won. They need $2 million in bonding. Well, what happens is they don't know about Dun & Bradstreet, so they go use their Social Security number, and it comes back saying their credit is poor. So they can't. So they have to go to a major contractor, and they end up being the subcontractor on something that's supposed to be the general contractor.
That's very valuable
advice.
It goes
on and on and on. Like if a person's in network marketing, that's not even their business, but they're nothing more than a distributor. So here's how you use it. You go in and you set up lines. We're showing people how to set up a miniature travel agency that you never book any clients for except you and your family. And you travel for free, promoting your business. If people own a manufacturing or clothing company, do you know that if you can export your clothing outside of America, there is a grant? I've raised over $1 billion in grants for myself and other people. There's a grant that they will give you to ship things outside of America because America is an import nation, not an export. So if you export something, they will pay you to export it. But people right now listening to this call, most people say this, all this sounds great, but I don't even have money to incorporate. So what do I do? Here's what you do. You can find a company you admire, and you know what you're going to tell them? If I find you business, will you pay me money? I've been teaching this concept for the last 15 years.
Let me repeat that. If you don't have the money to start up a business,
exactly.
You can go to a business that you admire.
And you admire.
People
do it to me every single day. I get hundreds of emails, hundreds. I can't even read the emails. Assistants have to read it. Partner, it's just crazy.
You can go to them and say, will you pay me to
sort
of shop
you
your business?
To shop your business, it's called a deal finder. There's many different names. A referral agent. Here's the joke. People do it for me all the time. Like, for instance, you don't have to have any money to become a real estate investor. None. Zero. Absolutely nothing. You can go print up cards, or you can have no cards and just call people you know and say, look, if you ever have a property on your own, I know a guy. He will pay to buy, and if he closes, and then here's the way it works. If I buy the property, I pay 10 to 25% of what I make. No cap. So if I made $100,000 and someone has a 25%, and the way somebody earns 25% with me, just do a little bit more than send me a name and refer. Set something up. You ain't got to know anything. Set up the phone call. I'll do it. But here's what happens. It's in writing before you even set up the call. So then when it closes, you get your money wired to you. If you're off the grid, because say you owe child support, you won't owe it after dealing with me because I'll give you the cash, whatever you want, but you're going to have to be liable for the taxes on it. It doesn't matter. You can pick any business. Then with this newfound money, what you do is you go and pay a couple hundred dollars. Now you have a full-scale corporation set up by professionals. If people want to drive the car of their dream, I always laugh. I'm a finance person. I tell people, stop saving money for cars. Stop. If you want to drive a Benz, go to the Mercedes-Benz dealership and say the following. My name is Rafika Mohammed. Here's what I like to offer you. Make sure you're talking to the manager of the dealership and say, this is what I like to offer you. If I can find you, ma'am or sir, 10 to 12 qualified lessees or buyers of a variety of different types as payment, here's what I would like. I'd like the new 300E. I'll even take a floor model. And then I'll also show you, because this is going to be on my blog come next week, I'll even show you how to write it off. And they probably already know how to write it off. They're going to say to you, sis, and everybody who tries this, wait a second, let me get this right. you're going to find me. I'm not paying you anything. You're going to find me 10 to 12 people, leasees or purchasers, and as compensation, a year later, you want a floor model or model of your choice as payment. Here's what they're going to say to you like they said to me. You either are crazy or a genius. Because they're paying people right now to do that, and they're not doing it. And this can be done with any car company.
I'm sure you have a lot of listeners with their ear closer to the phone with that scenario.
It doesn't matter.
We have a caller on the line, Greg, and he's been holding for a while, and it's my co-host,
Brother James.
I don't want to keep him waiting any longer. Brother James, your mic is live.
Okay, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. It's just a wonderful show, just a wealth of information. I think it's transformational for anybody who's really seeking to do business and to upgrade the business they're in. This is a lifetime message here. And I just want to say, when we started the show and you start talking about the driver's license, the credit card, the Social Security card, and probably any state ID, the first thing I did is reach in my wallet and look, and there it was. Everything was in.
I did the same thing.
You did the same thing? I was wondering if all the listeners were doing that. That's kind of showing and proving that the man is giving us actual facts and truth. And I just wanted to say to you this. We need to open you up to the listeners out there who have more than just the preliminary questions, but are in business who need to engage with you in terms of trying to get their businesses up and running and making it more efficient. So I wanted to take this time for you to tell us your website, give us your blog information before we go any further. So, Brother Greg, could you please do that for us?
Yeah, absolutely. People can reach me a couple of ways. I know Morse code. Now I'm being funny. They can reach me simply at www.usaclosers.com. That site is 149 pages deep. It deals with business. There's a site. The contact page is one of the best ways. You can fax me.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to usaclosers.com, we rent out a small office in the Empire State Building on the 59th floor. I'm never there because I'm out walking the talk, actually doing everything I'm sharing with you guys. But we take meetings in there from time to time. I do events on Facebook. But the easiest way to get me is they can hit me up on Twitter. At GRGJ is my Twitter name. They can go to Facebook. Yeah, twitter.com/HearGJ, HearGJ, or facebook.com/HearGJ, or usaclosers.com. And they will find a wealth of information. There's a new portal being built. It'll be released in the next 42 days. It'll have more information. I've put together a 366-day success plan that's free. I'll have a 24/7 voicemail. You can call in for daily impact trainings. The business credit system that I referred to earlier is $19.95. That will be available at this portal. You'll see me soon on MSNBC because my book, How Life Really Works, The Truths I'll Set You Financially Free, How to Take a Punch and Keep Fighting. I have 15 cookbooks called Cooking with GJ. I'm not a chef. But someone challenged me and said, you like to cook. How come you ain't never made no money off of it? Okay, well, I went and got a book deal for 15 books, and I'm shooting it. And I keep telling people, there's inspiration in what you're already doing. Stop looking for something new. Stop all of that. I'm going back to college and all this stuff. Go back to college if it suits you because you just want to go learn. Don't go because you think you needed to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has something that they love to do, and I'm telling you, there's a way to monetize it.
I want to highlight that point you just said because I run across a lot of people who are always talking about something outside of themselves in terms of how they're going to get started, trying to look for something to do. It's always out so far away from who they are. I had a conversation the other day with a photographer, And this photographer is well known in the genre that she does her business. And the conversation was always about, oh, something other than her work is beautiful. And the question would be, how do I take what I got, my jewels, my gems, my treasures from God, and turn them into a stable income-bearing business?
I'll throw that one. That'd be easy. I have another system I wrote called the Write and Grow Rich system. In the Write and Grow Rich system, I can show anybody. In fact, the New York State Department of Education is backing this now. I can show anybody how to become a published author. People can write this stuff down. Another six-letter word for expert in the United States is author. However, only 1 in 15,000 humans ever complete a book. But that's because their concept of what a book is outrageous. Plus, I teach people now the difference between publishing and distribution. Publishing is for idiots. It's distribution where you make money. So, for instance, a person who's a photographer, they need only put their stuff, figure out what photographs they want in a book, write a commentary about each photo, and then publish it. And then I'll show them how to distribute it, how to get 60 cents on the dollar.
Well, Greg, I'm gonna make sure that I connect you with her. But Brother Forrest has a question for you, and he's in the chat room making sure that I remember to bring him in. Brother Forrest, you're on.
Yes, greetings, everyone. How you doing?
Greetings.
Gregory, listen, I want you to delve a little bit into shell companies and the value of that to an up-and-coming business that needs to go from point A to point Z quickly, and they have the finances to do it. They have all the credentials that you're asking for. They have the website. They have everything they need, except for they don't have a company that's been established for 5 years.
That's a fantastic. That's like a business credit 202. We're dealing with 101, but here's for those people in that situation. That's absolutely what the Donald Trumps, Robert Kiyosaki's, they do that kind of stuff all the time. A shell corporation is different from a shell corporation. A shell corporation is what Bernie Madoff used. He used shelf and shells. That's why he's doing time. But a shelf corporation simply means just that. It's a company that was set up a year ago, 5 years ago, and the older the corporation is, meaning that they set it up and they filed all the regulatory paperwork on time, they set up the stuff that was done in Bradstreet many, many years ago, the older it is, the more valuable it is, because most companies, there are some, like, for instance, when you're doing bids, they won't do business with you unless you're at least 3 to 5 years old. So let's say you and your buddies, like all of us got on the phone today, and we set up a JV, and we wanted to go buy one of these. We could go get that bid now because the shelf corporation is 5 years old. It comes with everything. You know, it has bank accounts. It has everything. They can go anywhere from $10 to $1 million. It depends on what you're trying to do. But if you're able to do that, your Dun & Bradstreet rating can be produced in 42 days. Because
so how do you
only activate
about purchasing a shell company?
Say that again?
How do you engage or purchase a shell company?
Well, number one, you must do it with extreme caution, because there are two types of people out there. There are folks like me who are very, very honest, and I'm only trying to make money at doing what I do. I'm not trying to make money doing everything. And then you have folks who are just thieves, and they'll tell you they have it, but if you don't do your background check on them, and I suggest people do it with a company that's within driving distance so that you can see it, and you have to engage an attorney. An attorney and an accountant can save your money, can save you money and time. You can go online, because if you type in Google Shelf Corp, if anybody does it while they're on the phone, while I'm on this call, Shelf Corp, you'll see millions of returns, millions. That's how you know most of that's a scam, because most people don't know about this stuff. So what I want to warn people is, as people, I was part of a conference one time called Google Me and the New Rules of Self-Promotion. And what I said to the audience that night, this was at NYU, I said, people say Google Me all the time. if you Google Greg Jones, the Greg Jones is going to pop up as the famous football player. I believe he plays for the Cougars in Florida or something like that. I don't pop up. If you put in here GJ, I'm all over the place. If you put in Greg GJ, you see articles I wrote for Newsday and all kinds of stuff on the internet. My point is, what the internet is not truth. It's not even information. It's who is mentioning you on the internet. That's why entertainers say you're not relevant if they can't Google you. However, that's not necessarily true. And just as a quick tidbit, if you want to become relevant on the internet, use sites like I met the rapper Soulja Boy years ago. I love that young man. I'm not into his music, but I love his business mind. He's an unknown person. He was a millionaire before anybody ever heard of him. But this is what he did. He loaded his videos on YouTube. YouTube, when you load a video on YouTube, you become relevant because they create tags based on your subject or your content. So what happens is you pop up all over the place, not because you're doing anything. YouTube is doing it on your behalf. Now, the way you monetize that, like this is what I did. I have 4,000, almost 5,000 friends on Facebook on one of my pages. I have other things, 2,000 subscribers and 5,000 people on one of my Twitter accounts. I took all of those potential exposures and went to book companies and said, look, I could potentially sell 10,000 books in one day. That's orgasmic to them. So what did they do? They gave me a deal at 70 cents on the dollar, every dollar a book costs. Well, anybody can do this. So there's a lot of people. Like, for instance, I'm shocked that in religious communities, especially on Facebook, if people are in religious communities, especially Muslims, Christian community, they have thousands of people that they've never known. But those thousands of names can be converted into an economic opportunity for yourself, because advertising companies, car companies, they want to, publishers, they want to know that you could potentially make them money. So if you're looking to expose yourself to raise money, you could do that. But as far as Forrest was talking about with those advanced shelf corps, if a person does it, they just have to go make sure they get an attorney, get an accountant, and begin looking and engage these people, have conversations. I used to hire myself out for it. It's just so time-consuming. And just so people know, I bill at $1,019 an hour. But that's why I write and speak and do these, so that I can help the average person. Because I actually don't want to consult anymore, because I think I can help more people if I just give you the information and let you run with it, and then when you're ready, you can come and get me. Go make some money first. Don't spend $1,000 on me.
Gregory.
Yes, sir.
Greg, this is Forrest again. Listen, my brother, you know, you and I have done business before, and that's why you're on this show, because you're prolific at this. I want you to talk about the things that maybe some inside stuff you and I deal with when we're trying to do some real estate deals. I want you to talk about the three key professionals that you need and what do you need to have, and who do you do business with and who you don't do business with, and when it comes to experience and inexperience.
Oh, that's a fantastic thing. Yeah, me and Forrest have done hundreds of deals. I don't even know. We he and I had a rule that we came up with many years ago. One, I don't get into bed with people unless I've known you at least 10 years. It has to be at least 10 years. Number two, the people you need in a business deal, one, is somebody you can trust. I'll take an ignorant person I trust over an experienced person I have no trust for. Because anybody can learn anything with a little bit of exposure. Two, you need a decent attorney. Three, you need a decent accountant. You need to, or somebody who understands the tax code. Like Forrest knows a lot of people like I do. We can pull a mastermind group and pull down somebody who's a tax expert who used to work for the IRS. And if you're in real estate, you need an architect that you can trust. And also, you need a banker. And I mean a banker who understands that banking is not about opening accounts. Banking is about giving exposure to the concepts that are outside that person's own bank. That's why I hold the record at Chase for opening the most business accounts. No one will ever achieve it. It's 900. It'll never happen. No one will ever get it. Because I came up with this years ago. You have to focus on what a company is trying to do, not an account. So people opened up an account with me because that was the cost to do business with me. But those are the things that you absolutely need, and that's what Forrest is referring to. Pick people you trust, an accountant, attorney, a decent banker, and you can skyrocket. And in terms
and
of
long-term relationships.
Long-term relationships. But for the person who, say, is new, say you move from Florida, you're starting all over. You're up here in the Northeast. You just don't know anybody. Then guess what? Then reach back. Or you can start from ground zero, but understand it's just a little more difficult because you haven't done it. Like Forrest and I, we also won't do business with somebody who's never lost any money. That's another key thing. I love a person who's lost money. I love people who lost everything. Because I made millions of dollars, and I've lost it, came back, make millions of dollars again, because it's a game.
So Greg, I think what you're saying is that when you lose money in a business, you should not take that as a negative thing. You should turn it into a positive thing.
It's a fantastic thing. Donald Trump said to my face, because I'm a Donald Trump fan, but he said it to my face, you're not in business until you get sued.
Well, hold that thought. We got to go to commercial break. Brother Forrest is ready. I'm ready. So go ahead, Brother Forrest, and when we come back, we'll pick right back at that.
The key. Unlocking the doors to unlimited possibilities. The key. Unlocking the doors to unlimited possibilities.
M-A-U-N-1-0-7. This portion of The Key was brought to us by Moon107.com. Moon107, fashions and gifts that bring out the best in you. Moon107 is an online retail store featuring women's and men's clothing and a gift shop. The woman's shop features stylish tunics, suits, and accessories and offers the well-dressed woman an outlet to find the perfect gift for self or for someone else. The men's shop offers classy French cuffed shirts for the well-dressed man. The gift shop offers organic skin, hair, bath accessories, and inspirational music imported from Africa, India, and Asia, as well as jewelry and accessories. Moon 107, fashions and gifts that bring out the best in you. Don't forget to visit Moon107.com.
M-A-U-N-107.
This portion of The Keys on Blog Talk Radio was brought to you by The Fluffs Present the Alphabet, now found in paperback, sporting a 5-star rating on Amazon.com. Of The Keys was brought to you by the Entrepreneurs of New York Incorporated, a virtual entrepreneurial service agency designed to increase productivity for small businesses operating and servicing urban communities worldwide. Remember, the Entrepreneurs of New York Incorporated, ENY. You can find us on Facebook.
Well, Greg, just want to give the time. It's 6:44 here in New York. Our call-in number is area code 646-716-5971. That's area code 646-716-5971. And we are ready to take calls from our listening audience. But in the meantime, while we're waiting for them to dial the number to call in and speak directly to Brother Greg, I want to come back to that point we left off with. Never give up. Take a bad experience and make it positive. So when you have a person that's ready to open up their own business and they have a quote-unquote bad credit score, sometimes that just weighs so heavy on their esteem and their perception of where they can go with their business that it's just stifling. So how does a person pull themselves up from that and just open up the business and take a chance? Greg?
What constitutes personal happiness? Actually, lasting friendships, spiritual development, emotional well-being, being physically healthy can, number one, change your outlook. And also, hang out with people. Change the people you're with. I found this over the last 20 years that for some reason, there are people who are eagles masquerading around as chickens. The only thing a chicken and an eagle have in common is they're both birds. But the only thing that can fly higher than an eagle is an airplane. An eagle can see 49 to 56 miles. A chicken can't see more than 6 feet in front of its face. A chicken has a lifespan of exactly 6 years. An eagle can live 15 to 20. You know, if you're a chicken genetically and that's just who you are, then be a good chicken. But if you're an eagle masquerading around as a chicken, believe me, the other chickens know. And never confuse, Sister Rafika, I tell these people, never confuse who you are and what you got. Never confuse what you do and what you have with who you are. There's a great lesson that I heard when somebody once give on the verbiage that people use, like when you say, I am a doctor. Like I tell people, one of my titles is the doctor of personal development. And yeah, I'm a finance and personal development expert. But I tell people, that's loosely. What I really am is nothing more than a servant. That's all. If you look to serve people in your business, you'll have an endless supply of people to serve. But if you're looking to get over, beat, connive, cheat, then have a short thing. And you have to define what you really want to do. But there's something I want to make sure I finish because it can help people Monday. It can help them tomorrow because tomorrow's Sunday. If you want a vehicle, stop saving for these vehicles. They are a waste. Anybody who's been to finance knows that cars lose value as soon as you drive them off the lot. It's a complete waste. But if a person already has a business and they stepped or approached these vehicle companies, I don't care what it is. It could be Kia, Nissan. And you tell them what I said. You're going to bring, over the next 12 months, anywhere from 9 to 12 leasees or purchasers. And in return, at the end, after you've shown and proved that you can do this for them, here's what you want as compensation. They will sign you up as what is known as a 1099 independent contractor, so they have no employment liability to you and you to them. You're not an at-will employee. And if you do this, number one, do it in your spare time. My grandfather once said to me, he said that what a man or woman does 9 to 5 is irrelevant. It's what they do at 5:01. Spare time is where we blow it. Because here's the thing he used to say. My parents always said this too. We have plenty of time for what we're interested in. So every time I hear somebody say, well, I don't have time, guess what? The best person to get to do something is somebody who's busy. Because busy people get stuff done. You ever notice that people with no jobs, who do nothing all day, their houses are disgustingly dirty? But people who work all day, sometimes 20 hours, they got manicured lawns and their bathroom is spotless. You can eat off it. Because it's a consciousness that they have. So for that person that you're referring to who's looking to start off with their bad credit, let them know. The richest people in the world have bad credit. You know why? Because if they have good credit, that means that they are playing the game from the wrong end. You want to be a pawn, meaning financially poor on paper, but control what's around you.
Brother Greg, I believe we have Liz on hold, and Brother Forrest can confirm that to me.
Oh, fantastic. Let's get him.
Brother Forrest?
Come on, thank you.
Yes.
Do we have callers on the line?
We do have one caller. We have Brother Tom Jean, 202-567. He has a comment. You want?
Hey, peace and blessings, family.
Peace and
yes,
blessings.
Brother. Go ahead. What's your name?
Yeah. Kajade Shabazz.
Sir, welcome. Welcome to the Keys.
Assalamu alaikum and peace and blessings again. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Kareem.
Yeah, I was just thankful to Allah for you all putting this information out there. A lot of us have a lot of business ideas, but this makes it a little easier. And, you know, we have that degree that says who are the 5% and we are the poor righteous teachers, but we need to get that up to date and make us the wealthy righteous teachers.
Okay. I think that's good direction.
I'll tell you this, brother, in reference to the lessons put out by the Most High Elijah Muhammad, one of the key things is the grammar. There's a comma in front of poor righteous teachers, meaning that the teachers who are righteous aren't poor, but they are in fact the teachers of the poor.
Right.
It's poor, comma, righteous teachers, not poor righteous teachers.
Yes, sir. Right.
So you're on it, and because of the promise given to us, and it's in every religious text the world over, the minute you accept who you are and act on it, action is everything. I remember a couple of years ago, the minister Louis Farrakhan, a brilliant man, he said this. He put out a tape, and he talked about when he wanted to first acquire Mosque Mariam. I remember. He said that he was insane, and he has it on video because people won't believe it now. But he looked up into the old mosque that was owned by the Nation of Islam in the 1970s. He says, in the center of it, I see the name of Allah in gold.
Mm-hmm.
But he said this, but once you have an idea, you got to go to work. But you know
right.
what our biggest problem is? This is a collective American problem. It's not just black folks. We don't even have a worthwhile goal to even aspire to. We're using our God-given minds and abilities, and it's not a job, it's not the enemy. For anybody who follows Elijah Muhammad, that gentleman wrote a book called How to Get a Job and Stay Employed.
Mm-hmm.
So it ain't about quitting jobs. It's about what I mentioned that my grandfather once said. It's about your spare time. We all have to find a way to contribute and take care of ourselves and our families collectively and our community at large. That's why I do these kind of calls, because there's plenty of people with a lot of dough to pay me. But the average person, the 85%, who are looking to get ahead, who want to get ahead, they can't. You know why? Because typically brothers like myself become the 10%.
Mm-hmm. Brother Greg,
so
I'm going
to
ask.
You have to have a spirit to just
hold
share.
Hold that thought. And we are definitely going to have to ask you to come back, because there are so many more gems that you have to give to us. And I want to let our listening audience know that at the near close of our show, we're going to have Sister Gidget come on and present us with the Gidget Report. And if she's ready right now, Brother Farsh, just let me know, and we can go ahead and bring Sister Gidget in, then I'll come back to you, Brother Greg, and we can close out together with some closing thoughts. And I have some announcements
Perfect.
For the upcoming show. Sister Gidget, are you
Perfect.
There?
Assalamu alaikum, family. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam, Queen. How are you tonight?
I am fine, and I am delighted to have listened to the shows as much as I could, possibly could. I had a lot of interruptions, but I would like to say welcome to the Nation Building family, as Mr. Jones here was accepted into the Nation Building group on last night, and he's my new Facebook friend. So good evening to you, Greg. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
I did
okay,
see that.
I know we don't have much time. I'm just going to run down a schedule of the shows that Nation Building Network has. So I'm inviting everyone to listen. I'm pretty sure we have Trump into your leisure. So on Tuesday night, we start off with a show called The Real FOI. And this is a show that is for men, by men. I'm not on that show, but the topics, they vary. You know, anything from spirituality to business to whatever, what's happening in the community, current events. So the brothers sit down and have that man-to-man talk with one another. On Wednesday nights, we have our engineer DJ Black Caesar, who has a musical show introducing new musical artists. Most of them are R&B, but there are some hip hop and gospel artists that are just trying to get their names and their music out there. On Thursday, that's the show that I host. That's the Nation Building Topic of the Week. That could be anything. I haven't come up with anything yet, but I will by Thursday. That's on Thursdays. And all those shows start at 8 o'clock, except for Caesar's show. Caesar's show Wednesday starts at 7 p.m. Central. All the rest of the shows start at 8 p.m. Central. Friday, we don't have anything, but in September, that is going to be the youth show. So listen for the first Friday in September. This is a show that's going to be conducted by the youth. They're going to do their own engineering. They're going to do their own program writing. They're going to DJ their own music. They're going to come up with their own topics. And when I say youth, I mean ages 25 and under. And, of course, on Sunday, that's our traditional relationship show. So anything based on relationships or business, we kind of go back and forth. So this week is going to be business. So if anyone's listening today, you want to hear a continuation of what Greg was talking about, we're going to have Brother Kamos Muhammad and Brother Vernon Muhammad, who are the owners of the Freedom Paper Company, and they have a challenge that they're going to issue to all of the other black business owners. So please tune in tomorrow. That's 6:30 p.m. Central Time. And that's the end of my report this week. So next week I'll come back with some topics along with the schedules to make it a little better.
Oh, Gidget, that sounds like a very exciting lineup. Thank you for coming on, and we look forward to the Gidget Report again on next Saturday, 18th. Just to let our listeners know. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say thank you for having me, and I want to tell you that you all are doing a wonderful job, so I want to say thank you quickly to Brother Forrest, Sister Rafika, Brother James. I recognize my brother Jason's voice on some of the drops and the advertisements back there, so thank you, Mosque Number 7, New York, for representing the nation and representing yourselves very well. Thank you so much, and thank you for being a part of the Nation Building Network family.
Thank you for having us, Sister Gidget. And Sister Gidget, I don't know if you know, and this is for you too, Brother Greg, and our listening audience, that on next Saturday, August 18th, Sister LaShawn Allen Muhammad of the Entrepreneurs of New York will be our special guest, and she's going to talk to us about entrepreneurship, starting your own business, keeping it going, nurturing it, marketing it, and the whole nine yards, and I'm sure she's going to have some gems to drop on us as well. So that's next Saturday at 5 o'clock, between 5 and 7. And as we get ready to close out, I want to give Brother Greg a minute to talk about, just to close us up and maybe make a comment on, you know, starting your own business, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
All right, great. I just want to say thank you once again for having me. And some closing notes. One, I am going to be getting many millions of dollars to finance what's called something known as the Global Strategy Camp. It will be a global management consulting company. So if people are interested, they're looking for a job, they're qualified, or they're looking, it could be anything from real estate to engineering, medicine, it doesn't matter. It's going to be a gigantic, gigantic endeavor, and I'll be able to guarantee salaries and a lot of other things. I want people to take my email address, that's gj@usaclosers.com. I would also have people reach out to me on Twitter at twitter.com/HearGJ. That's HearGJ. And look for my upcoming book, How Life Really Works. And I have about 29 others that you will see coming out over the next 1 to 4 months. I wrote 15 cookbooks called the Cooking with GJ series. their recipes. They're very easy. I'm known as the grown man's cook.
Okay, Greg, I don't want to cut off. I don't want us to cut off while you're talking.
Just want people to know, never give up.
That is my motto, never give up. And in that vein, I'd like to just send out some very special thank yous. One to Brother Jason for producing those marvelous commercial breaks. I'd like to thank our co-host, Brother James, and our illustrious engineer, Brother Forrest, and Sister Gidget once again with Nation Building, and our sponsors, Moon 107 and Rafika Consultants and Services. Check us out next week when we will bring in Sister LaShawn from the Entrepreneurs of New York. And we thank you very much for tuning in. And please send your comments to Brother Forrest ASAP. We'd like to hear from you. And as Brother Greg says and as I say, never give up.
The Keys with your hostess, Sister Rafika Muhammad.
Moon107.com. Moon107, fashions and gifts that bring out the best in you. Moon107 is an online retail store featuring women's and men's clothing and a gift shop. The woman's shop features stylish tunics, suits, and accessories and offers the well-dressed woman an outlet to find the perfect gift for self or for someone else. The men's shop offers classy French cuffed shirts for the well-dressed man. The gift shop offers organic skin, hair, bath accessories, and inspirational music imported from Africa, India, and Asia, as well as jewelry and accessories. Moon 107, fashions and gifts that bring out the best in you. Don't forget to visit moon107.com.
Friendly announcer, I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to we'll lift, we